You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This week's parsha, we talk about the instructions given by Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu regarding the Kalim of the Mishkan. And among the items specifically discussed are the Keruvim. Now the Keruvim, according to the Chazal, were two images of gold which were placed on top of the Kaporis, which was on top of the Aron. And the Pasuk says, Upneim ish el ochiv. The faces of these two Keruvim were positioned as if they were looking at each other. Ponim el ponim. Now the Gemara Masechtas Baba Basra Daf Tzadik Tes asked that there is an apparent contradiction, because our Pasuk said Upneim ish el ochiv, but there's another Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that says Upneim labayis, which seems to intimate that the faces were not only not facing each other, but they were facing away from each other, seemingly back to back. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, this is not a problem. Kan bizman shi Yisrael oisim ritzoy nishol mokim, when they were facing each other, it meant at that particular time, Klal Yisrael found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kan bizman she'ein Yisrael oisim ritzoy nishol mokim, when they weren't appearing as facing each other, then that meant that the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Klal Yisrael was not good. So, in a manner of speaking, the Keruvim were like a barometer. They were an indicator at any given time of what was going on between the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, there's a question that is asked by many Rishonim and Achronim, that there is a Gemara that says, Amar Reish Lakish, B'shor Shenichnesu Nochrim Lehechol, when the destroyers of the Beis HaMikdash went into the Kodesh Kodeshim, they saw the Keruvim Me'orin Zebeze. Me'orin is Lashon Me'uriv. That not only were they facing each other, but they were hugging each other. And they said some sort of derogatory comment regarding this. That's what the destroyers of the Beis HaMikdash said. But the question is, how could it be that the Keruvim were not only facing each other, but they were hugging each other? That means there was intense love at that time between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But that's not a time of Oysen Ritzayne Shalmokim. This is the question that many ask. One of the answers is put forward by the Bnei Yisoscha in Mamori Chodesh Tammuz Ov, Maimar Gimel, Ois Aleph. He brings down the Pichas L'Koritza said that this, that is well known, that on Tisha B'Av, Noilid Ben David, meaning Mashiach, what is the reason for this? So he explains that the time when Mashiach was going to come down to this world was a mazel dikke time, a time of exceptional love between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And we have to look at the love of Kodesh Baruch Hu similar in some ways to other types of love. Ahava gashmi es ba'olam hazeh, ki inyan havas chaverim v'ishim ishtoi. Physical love on this world, whether between friends or between spouses, have some sort of similarity to a Kodesh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael. But in this world, when people really love each other, friends or spouses again, then it's not necessarily very obvious how much they care for each other. When they want to separate, or if there's a necessity to separate from one another, Oz yispalu hanefoshes be'ahava yisera, ahava aza, megoydel hagaguin. That's when you really see the measure of love, is when they know that they're going to be separated for a long time. So in the other times, it's not as obvious. But at the time of separation, it is obvious. And he brings down a story, the Bnei Yisoscha, that the Talmidim of the Rabber from Mizrich, Talmud of the Baal Shem, they asked him this question. How come the Keruvim at the time of the Churban were hugging each other? And not only were they facing each other, but they were hugging each other. So the Rabber said that this is tied to the famous Halacha Chayev Odom Lifkoy Des Isha B'Shas Hayotze L'Derech, that a man should be with his wife prior to their separation if one is traveling. That was the answer that the Rabber gave. So it seems that this answer meant that the Rabbeinu Shalom has such tremendous love, but that love is not always obvious. But at the time when Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu were going to separate, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu dwelled in the Beis HaMikdash among us, Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us all the time. Imoy Anochi B'tzorah, the Chazal say. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised he will always be with Klal Yisrael. But so to speak, the physical proximity when we had the Beis HaMikdash of Klal Yisrael through Rabbeinu Shel Olam was torn asunder on that day. So that's when there was exceptional demonstration of love. These are the words of the Holy Rebbe, Rebbe Arendt ben Yisrael. And just to finish the loop, the question that we asked at the beginning, which is why Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, because that pinnacle of Ahava that Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had at that time when we got separated, that's the time when a holy neshama like Mashiach has to be born. And dear friends, there's a very powerful lesson here, which has to do with every one of us. And this is really our takeaway. It's not enough for us to daven. It's not enough for us to learn. It's not enough for us to do mitzvahs. We have to do mitzvahs in a way that we love being with Hashem. And this love that we have for Hashem and yearning to be together with Him and being sad that we're not together engenders love from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam back to us. This is what the Mekubalim call Hiseirusa de Lasata, is Gorem de Hiseirusa de La'ela. That we create a cycle which makes the love stronger and stronger. So it's not enough just for us to learn. We have to learn with a Hava. We have to want to pick up a Sefer. And if we don't want to pick up a particular Sefer, let's learn a different Sefer. But we have to develop this bond with Rabbeinu Shel Olam through learning. We have to develop a bond with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through davening. We have to develop a bond with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through mitzvahs. And if you notice, by Krishma, all of Pesuka de Zimra is a hachana for Birchas Krishma, and the Birchas Krishma is a hachana for Krishma. And if you look at the tefillah right before Krishma, Ahava Rabba of Tanu Hashem Elokeinu Chemer Gedola, we mention Ahava many, many times in this one tefillah. And then we end the bracha, Abercha Be'amo Yisrael B'Yahava, Shema Yisrael, and then we say V'Yahavta. Because Abercha Be'amo Yisrael B'Yahava is referring to Rabbeinu Shalom's love for us. And the Ahavta is the mitzvah that we have to have for Him. So Ahava is 13, the Gematria. The Ahava that we have for the Rabbeinu Shalom 13, which comes together with the reciprocal Ahava that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us is 26. We create Hashem Havaya, which means Hashroes Hashrina. That name of Hashem is exceptional. The famous Shem Havaya 26. It happens from the Ahava that we demonstrate to Him. And part of that Ahava is to go to Bota Knesias, to Daven, and to go to Bota Midrashos, to learn. And if we have fallen out of our custom of going to daven because in the course of COVID, for whatever reasons, we participated in outside minyanim and we haven't found our way home, home to our shuls, our participation perhaps in regular minyanim in a base medrash, in a base haknesses, has gone down, this is not a good indication of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us in our tefillah, or the indication of the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our learning. So we should take this to heart, that this love is what creates this tremendous, powerful, reciprocal love, and will help us, Be'ezras Hashem, to say the tefillahs for our lives, for our families, for all of our loved ones. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, Abo L'tar Misayin Loi, let us come, Habo, as in coming to shul and coming to Beis Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us in the schus of our desire to have love, will give us His love, which will come with kol minei brachas, kol minei yeshuas, kol minei refuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.